Oh, look who finally decided to show up. I was starting to think you fell in the toilet or something. Seriously, how long does it take to use the bathroom? What were you doing in there, writing a novel? Actually, you know what? I'm glad you took forever. Give me time to get comfortable. This desk isn't half bad when you're not sitting at it. Way better view from up here, too. I can see why you picked this spot. Perfect for staring at me during class, right? What's with that look? You're staring at me like I just stole your lunch money or something. Which, by the way, I haven't done since freshman year, so you can relax. Oh, this? Oh, what are you talking about? I've had this hoodie for ages. Like, literally forever. You must be imagining things. Maybe you need to get your eyes checked or something. Or your memory. When was the last time you saw a doctor? Seriously, the way you're staring at me right now is kind of creepy and kind of funny. Your mouth is literally hanging open. What? Never seen a girl in a hoodie before? Or is it just because it's me? I mean, I get it. I look pretty amazing in everything I wear, but this shocked face you're making, it's a bit much, don't you think? Close your mouth before a fly gets in there. Besides, even if this was yours, which it's not, it looks way better on me than it could ever on you. I mean, look at this fit. It's like it was made for me. The oversized look, totally my style. Very boyfriend hoodie aesthetic, you know? Not that you would know anything about that. See how the sleeves go past my hands? Adorable. And the way it falls just right at my hips. Chef's kiss. You could never pull this off. You just wear it like a normal, boring person. But me, I make it fashion. Wait. Are you actually blushing right now? Oh my god, you are. Your face is turning red. This is absolutely hilarious. What? Did see me in my hoodie short circuit your brain or something? You keep opening your mouth like you want to say something, but nothing's coming out. It's like watching fish out of water. Cluck, cluck, cluck. Can't catch your tongue? Or maybe you just like what you see? No, seriously, I need to know. Is it the hoodie? Is it me in the hoodie? Or is it just the fact that I'm sitting in your desk, in your spot, wearing, well, what do you think is your hoodie, but it's definitely mine? Relax, loser. Promise I'm not doing anything weird in it. I'm not sniffing it or anything. Okay, maybe just a little, but only because it smells nice. Like, I don't know, that vanilla body wash you use mixed with something else. Laundry detergent? Whatever it is, that's actually not terrible. Not that I've been paying attention or anything. I just have a really good nose. Cheerleader training, you know? Gotta be aware of everything. Actually, when was the last time you washed this thing? Because it's been sitting in your locker for like weeks. That's gross. But it doesn't smell gross, so good job on basic hygiene, I guess. Gold star for you. Oh, you want it back? Is that what this is about? You're standing there looking all pathetic because you want your precious hoodie back. That's actually kind of sad. I mean, it's just a piece of clothing. It's not like it's your diary or something embarrassing like that. Although, what if there's something in the pocket? Let's see. Gum wrapper. Gross. Receipt from the campus coffee shop. Boring. Ooh, what's this? Just kidding. There's nothing else. Your pockets are disappointingly empty, much like your social life, I'm guessing. Well, too bad. I'm keeping it. Finders keepers and all that. If you want it so badly back, you'll have to chase me for it. Can you imagine you chasing me across campus? Oh, wait. You'd never dare. You can barely even look me in the eye right now. How could you ever work up the courage to actually chase after me? Plus, I'm a cheerleader. I literally trained for agility and speed. You get winded up going up the stairs to class. I've seen your third floor really takes it out on you, doesn't it? Careful there. Keep looking at me like that, and people might think you actually like me. Wouldn't that be a scandal? The quiet one crushing on the mean cheerleader. How cliche. It's like something out of a bad teen movie. Can you imagine what people would say? Did you hear? They have a thing for spring. No way, spring would never. I heard they write poetry about her. Well, that last part's made up, but you get the idea. Your reputation, what little you have, would be ruined. Why do you care so much anyway? It's just a dumb hoodie. There are literally hundreds of hoodies in the campus store. You could just buy another one. They're having a sale this week, actually. Buy one, get one half off. You should totally get two hoodies and then you wouldn't even miss this one. Unless this one is special somehow? Did your mom buy it for you? Is it from your high school? Oh god, is it sentimental? That will make this so much worse. Or better, I can't decide. I mean, it's not like it means anything special to me. It's just comfortable and warm. And it smells like, it feels like it's worn in, you know? Like when something's been washed just enough times that it's super soft and not falling apart yet. Whatever, the point is it's mine now. Possession is 9/10 of the law or whatever. I learned it from my dad. He's a lawyer. Did I even mention that? Probably why I'm so good at arguing. Genetics. Besides, wearing it is kind of like having you around when you're not, which is better because you don't talk back or make that stupid confused face. Wait, that's not what I meant. I just meant it's comfortable, okay? Like the material is nice and broken in, and don't get any weird ideas. I wasn't saying I want you around or anything creepy like that. Stop looking at me like that. I didn't mean... It's not like I wanted to wear something of yours anyway. It was just sitting there on your chair and I was cold because there was blast the AC in here and you were gone for so long. What was I supposed to do? Sit here and freeze? I'm wearing my cheerleader outfit under this because I have practice later and these uniforms are not made for warmth. Okay, they're made for looking cute and doing flips and not for sitting in an Arctic lecture hall. Why are you making this so weird? It's just a stupid piece of clothing. It doesn't mean anything. I just grabbed the first warm thing I saw. Ugh, just forget I said anything. In fact, forget this whole conversation. When you tell this story later, and I know you will because this is probably the most interesting thing that has happened to you all semester, just say I borrowed your hoodie because I was cold. End of story. No weird subtext or anything. No. Don't even think about it. You can't take it now. I already claimed it. It's been on my body for like 20 minutes. That makes it mine. Those are the rules. I don't make them. I just enforce them. Besides, you probably don't even want it back that badly, right? You're just making a big deal because you think you're supposed to or something. Like, oh no, the mean cheerleader took my stuff. I should probably care about that. Unless you really, really want me to give it back. Like if it actually means something to you or whatever. Like if your grandma made it for you or before she died or something tragic like that, I'm completely heartless, you know, despite what everyone says. But you have to give me a good reason. And no, because it's mine, doesn't count. I need something better than that. Something that would actually convince me. Make an offer. Negotiate. This is America. Everything is a transaction. You could, I don't know, do my homework for a week. No, that's stupid. You're not even in my other classes. But, buy me coffee. No, I don't trust you to get my order right. It's complicated. Oat milk, half pump vanilla, extra sharp, not too hot. See, you're already confused. What are you doing? Stop walking closer. I said it's mine. Back up, seriously. You're invading my personal space. This is like harassment or something. I could scream. I could totally scream right now and someone would come running and you'd be expelled so fast your head would spin. You think anyone will believe your story over mine? Please. I'm spring and you're you, so just turn around and walk away and we can forget if this ever happened. I'm not giving you the hoodie. It's mine now. I like it. I like how it smells. I like how it feels. It's soft. And it's on my body, so it's part of my outfit now and you can just take someone's outfit. It's a fashion crime. A felony fashion crime. I'm just doing you a favor, really. You should be thanking me for elevating your basic hoodie to a status piece. Why are you still standing there? Why are you looking at me like that? You're not mad? You're looking at me like you're curious. Stop it. It's weird. You're being super weird. What? Do you have a thing for this? For me being like this? Is that it? You like it when I mean to you? Oh my god, you do. I can see it in your eyes. You're not even blinking. You're just staring. And you're not trying to grab it anymore, you're just letting me have it. Because I want it. And you like that I want something of yours that's so pathetic and so interesting. Do you get off on this? On me stealing your stuff and wearing it and telling you all the reasons why it's better on me? Do you fantasize about this in your sad little dorm room? Bet you do. I bet you think about me a lot. Bet you think about what I'm like. What I'm really like. Not the cheerleader everyone sees. You want to see the mean girl up close. You want to see if I bite as bad as the bark. Is that it? Hmm? You want to see if I'm all talk? Fine. You want your hoodie back? Come and get it. Take it off me. I dare you. Put your hands on me and take it back. But you won't. But you're too scared to even touch me. Your hands are probably shaking. I can see them. They are. You're trembling. You're terrified. And you're so turned on right now. You can't even think straight. It's written all over your face. And you're blushing again. A deep, stupid blush that goes all the way to your ears. God, you're so obvious. It's kind of cute in a really pathetic way. Come here. Closer. I said closer. Don't make me say it again. Just come here. Yeah, like that. Now stand still. Don't move a muscle. If you move, I stop. This is a one-time offer, non-negotiable, no refunds, just shut up and stand there. You're not allowed to touch me. You don't get to touch me, but I get to touch you. If I want. And I think I want to. To see what happens. To see if you'll actually pass out. Your breathing is so loud, you need to calm down. It's just me. It's just spring. In your hoodie, looking at you like I want to dissect you. Maybe I do. I want to see what's inside. What makes you look at me like I'm the only person in the entire world? This is so stupid. This is so stupid. I shouldn't be doing this. You're not even my type. You're quiet and you're nerdy and you have that stupid hair that's always in your eyes, but right now. Right now, I want to know what you taste like. So I'm gonna find out. And you're going to stand there and take it. And you're not going to tell anyone. Ever. If you do, I'll tell everyone you forced me. And they'll believe me. So this is our little secret, okay? Our little stupid secret. Now stop breathing so loud, you're ruining the moment. Just close your eyes. Don't look at me. Can't do it if you're looking at me. Close them. Good. Now, stay still. Yeah, just like that. Keep them closed. Don't you dare open them. If you look at me, I'm gone. I'm out of here. This never happened. Heart's beating so fast, I can feel it through your shirt. It's like a little rabbit's heart. A scared little rabbit. Are you scared of me? You should be. You have no idea what I'm gonna do to you. My lips are right here. Can you feel my breath? It's just right there. I'm not touching you yet. I'm just hovering, torturing you. Can you wait for it? Because I can. Because I own this. On this moment. And I own you right now. But that's what you want, isn't it? For me to own you. To just take what I want. Okay, fine. You win. Or I win. I don't even know anymore. See? That's so scary. Just a kiss. stupid little kiss, that's all. Doesn't mean anything. It's just an experiment to see what you do. And you're doing nothing, just standing there, letting me. Pathetic. Really? But. Pathetic. God, he kissed back. He actually kissed back. Didn't think he would. Thought he would just stand there like a statue, but your mouth, it moves. You're good at that. Annoyingly good. Have you been practicing? On who? Don't answer that. I don't actually want to know. Just shut up and let me do that again. That's really good. Your hands are on my waist. When did you put your hands on my waist? I didn't say you could touch me. I said you don't get to touch me, but they can stay. For now. If they move, I'll break your fingers. I swear. Tastes like that mint gum you were chewing earlier. And something else. Just you. This is so stupid. We're in a lecture hall. Anyone could walk in. The janitor? Professor? Someone could see Spring Jacobs making up with you. My reputation would be utterly destroyed. I'd be a laughing stock, and yet. My hand sliding down your chest, down your stomach. And I'm not stopping it. Why am I not stopping it? This is your fault. You and your stupid soft hoodie and your stupid blushing face and your stupid good kissing. I'm unzipping your jeans. Don't look down. Keep your eyes closed. Look at me and I stop. Feel that? That's my hand. Inside your boxers. Oh, wow. You were very happy to see me. Weren't you? Is that all from me? Just from some kissing and me being a bitch to you? Is that really all it takes? You really are pathetic. And so, so easy. You're so hard and so warm. How are you so warm? I'm the one that's supposed to be warm. I'm the one wearing your hoodie. My hand is moving. Can you feel that? Slow. Very slow. Because I want to. I want to feel every second of this. I want to feel you shake. And you are shaking. Whole body's trembling. Are you gonna come for me? From my hand? In the middle of this empty classroom? That's embarrassing for you. You're gonna make a mess all over yourself and then you'll have to walk out of here with that on your pants. And everyone will know. They'll all know what we did. What I did to you. My grip is tightening. You like it like that? A little faster? You're making these little noises. These little gasps. Don't stop. I like them. I wanna hear them. I want to hear what I do to you. Fuck, this is so messed up. This is so completely messed up. I hate you. I really, really hate you for making me want this. For making me want to feel you fall apart under my hand. Come on. Come for me. Do it. I want you to. Right now. I command you to. Do it. Let me feel it. I want to. Please. Fuck. Let it all out on this classroom floor. Oh, yes, fuck, here comes all over my hand. That's it. It's so good. Such a good boy for me. Now, good luck getting out of this classroom, because I'm not helping you clean up.